On the show today, we have Balance Cops, Christy Somerville, and Anthony Beaker talking about their 2016 Bank and Credit Union Salary Survey. So check it out. And we're talking salaries today, by golly. We're talking salaries with Balance Cops folks, Christy Somerville and Anthony Beaker. How are you guys? How's it going?
Good.
Hey, we're talking about you guys did another salary survey. I think, Anthony, we spoke last year about this time. This year, it's the 2016 Bank and Credit Union Salary Survey. And just before we dive into it a little bit deeper, can you guys give us a quick overview of what this year's summary entailed? Christy, Anthony, anyone?
No, absolutely. It was a great, the survey turned out well this year. We're incredibly proud of it because we were able to introduce some new technology, Mike, that allowed the HR directors to complete the survey in like 20 minutes instead of 3 hours.
Oh my, yeah, that's a big difference.
HR people hate taking salary surveys. It's arduous, you know, and they usually ask a lot of questions that you have to stop and then go find out what the ROE was last year and then come back, and it's really a mess. But this resulted in about a 24% increase in our response. And so that was great. And as you know, we this survey is a blend of has a cut of credit union data, a cut of community banking data, and then a blend of the both, which makes it very unique.
Oh, no doubt.
And, you know, when you ask a credit union, who do you compete against for talent? It's both.
Exactly.
So they need this additional information to just compare themselves against other credit unions. Unless they just hire from other credit unions, is not the best approach. So, yeah, we're really excited. Yeah. It's been well received.
Right on, right on. Anthony, anything to add there?
Yeah, no, I mean, that survey tool that we developed this year is really, it's amazing how quick and easy it is for them to take surveys. When you look at other processes for people that they have to do to take the survey, it's insane. We were able to cut out so much fat. From that. It's amazing. We really have developed something really cool.
And at the same time, have added some things that you don't see anywhere. Yeah. Like this, for example.
Okay.
Average IT people for the billion to 2 billion asset size. So we did a department audit to determine what is the average number of HR people, marketing people, IT people, accounting people, commercial loan officers, mortgage loan officers, per asset size for a bank and for a credit union. It was really interesting to see how they compare and the differences, and you can really tell some differences.
Yeah, so if you're like, if you're a marketing VP or a chief marketing officer and you have, and you're at a credit union of $800 million in assets, you can look at this survey and go, okay, so that's the kind of the optimum number of people we should have in our department. You know, responsibility here, responsibility here, responsibility here, that type of thing. Is that kind of where that's going?
Yeah, or at least you know what the benchmark is. Right, I mean, you can have a different business model, but regardless of your business model, it's good to know where is the benchmark. And that's not something you wouldn't have expected to open up a salary survey, and find a department audit, or to find a CEO compensation and performance plan example. You expect to find great data, and certainly we're not going to disappoint them there. But so it took a lot less time to do, and they get a whole lot more out of it.
Awesome. Anthony?
Christy.
No, I think Christy did a good job covering that. She's right, having that department on it, that headcount on it. Some of these extra things that we're throwing in the survey are just questions that we get from our clients every day, and that's how we decide to throw these extra things in there. You know, a client calls and asks us questions about this stuff. We hear it enough, and we say, you know what, this is really valuable information. We need to find a way to get that data and then to the public, and that's what we're doing.
Do you want to tell them some of the surprising findings?
Yeah, that was my next question. Anything surprising pop out?
I think there's three main surprises that we found this year. The first one is that the disparity of pay between CEOs for banks and credit unions really isn't there. You know, banks do pay a slightly higher, but realistically, I think in the industry, it's thought that bank CEOs make a lot more money in base, and that's definitely not the case. What we found within our data, and I think really that exists more or less in the variable pay or the incentive pay, is where some of that separation exists. But salary data, salary data, when we have, you know, banks were just slightly higher, but enough to say that, you know, they pay a lot more. Not the case.
Really statistically negligible, even. I want to make sure you're clear on that. On base pay, I think a lot of boards might be really concerned about, oh, we should we use that data for base pay because it's going to drive those salaries up. The truth is it does not. It is not, because on base it's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Now on incentives and perks, yeah, big difference.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a surprise there. Yeah.
The second finding that we had was from a headcount audit, and we actually found that credit unions have tremendously more non-exempt positions as a percentage of their total employee count than banks do.
Yeah.
We're talking 20% on some asset sizes, but just consistent across the board, their headcount in the non-exempt area was higher. And the third was from our department audit, we actually found that credit unions actually had more IT, accounting, HR, and marketing than banks did, but banks had more compliance, risk, and audit.
Yeah.
So that was another surprise finding that we kind of had in the survey. Another thing is we didn't really see much disparity in the teller and CSR positions from banks and credit unions. But I think those first three are the really important findings that we could take from this.
And I think that stems directly from their member service focus, that they exist to take care of members. And so therefore they invest in those frontline ambassadors to the membership. But I think it was always anecdotal till now, and it's really interesting to see statistically that's really very true.
Yeah.
Are there any concerns that you guys saw? I mean, you mentioned that there were more, I can't remember what it was, but there were, credit unions had less kind of regulations, compliance officer type folks than banks. They had more. I mean, is that a concern? Because that kind of stuck out in my mind. Is that a concern for anybody? Or
not really so much, because they're not as big into the very complex commercial loans that a bank is likely to be in. Okay. In fact, most of their member business loans are going to be under $500,000, lines of credit, not so many multi-million-dollar malls with multiple investors. You know, they're not doing the same types of business loans. And so, no, that really didn't cause me a concern. My concern for credit unions are probably twofold, right off the top of my head. One of them is that many of them may allow their HR director to buy one survey or maybe two surveys. Mm-hmm. And those, there are some good surveys out there. We recognize it, but a lot of that doesn't have local information, where we've added a lot of the local geos in there. My concern is just that's not enough.
Right.
You know, you can't. Right. And a survey is only a small part of a salary administration program. A survey isn't salary ranges and grades.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it's just one tiny piece. So sometimes I don't think that HR is equipped or given the resources to really develop and manage a powerful, effective salary administration program.
Yep.
So that would be one of my. And then my second concern is one that I'll probably have every CEO amen, which is that boards too often look at their own professional background. When they're looking at CEO compensation, they'll say things like, well, I've never made that much. Or the hospital's not given any raises this year, or things that really have nothing to do with. They need to focus on that industry, the credit union industry, what the industry is doing, and then tailor it to their local market. So those are two things. But you see that overall their salaries were very competitive between the two. I think this information will be as relevant to banks as it is to credit unions, and vice versa. And so they're, you know, really making great strides, hire more people, paying very competitive. I didn't see any things that other than what I mentioned that I think are maybe a concern.
Yeah, I think the survey, I mean, including the banks in there with credit, I mean, I think that makes it doubly intriguing, because people want to go, ooh, what are they getting paid? what are credit unions getting, that type of stuff. So it's really cool to see that, hey, you know what, there's not much difference there. So we're all in this big boat together and do the best we can for the consumers out there. All right, so what do these findings tell us about our industry today? I mean, and as far as like even gaining and retaining talent, because that's the big challenge right now, especially with credit unions right now, is getting that talent and then keeping them. What's this tell us?
You know, one of the things that one of the things is that turnover amongst credit unions and banks remain at around 18 to 20% overall. There's not a big difference. They are paying competitive to market from everything that we're seeing. And that's the point that you made. When you say we pay competitive to market, that doesn't mean we just pay competitive to other credit unions. It means to market, where your IT, HR, accounting, probably your tellers, all come from the market at large. And so that's why having more than just a credit union source of data is important. But I don't see a big difference in their turnover. So I think that overall credit unions are doing a decent job, as good as the market. And a lot of those non-exempt roles, Anthony, we're talking about, those are people that haven't really made a decision about what their career is. For them to have that kind of turnover isn't really surprising. Does that make sense?
Yep, totally.
They hadn't settled on a career yet. Yep. So as long as they're not too far above 20%, they're probably just about right.
Okay. I would love to know, I would like to compare, well, I don't know, it's quite comparing apples to oranges, but, you know, what are other industries experiencing when it comes to this type of stuff? I mean, again, it's probably, I mean, I'm just kind of going off on a tangent here, but it's probably comparing apples to oranges.
Now, we only focus on financial institutions, so we really aren't experts in other industries other than, you know, for 16 years I've worked with literally 1,000 financial institutions, so that's just our focus.
Oh, and that's good. I mean, it's just a kind of a random thought that popped into my head. I think we'll just kind of edit that one out, ladies and gentlemen. So is there anything that, let's get back on task here. Let's get back on the path. I'm talking to myself. Anything credit unions can do better in 2017 based on your findings in this survey?
Yes, I think that there's a growing number that are getting out of the, I think we're in the ballpark pretty much in terms of evaluating, are they paying competitive, to having a real systemic approach and the methodology to know for a fact where is market, and having a more transparent conversation with employees about how they determine what the market rate is and why that person might be paid at the beginning, middle, or end, having a little more transparency. You can't ask employees to trust you on something if it's kind of smoke, you know, kind of feels kind of smoke and mirror. You know, so they want to know, if I am at the midpoint, what is it going to take to get to the maximum? What do you need to see from me? And we have to have the methodology to have a real conversation about that. And, you know, I think employees expect that these days.
No doubt. Anthony, anything to add there?
I think Christy's right on that. That's a really important factor. Anybody can go on salary.com and find a salary that makes them look like they're underpaid. So I think it's really important by having a transparent philosophy, well-developed compensation strategy, you can really have that outlaid and the employee knows what's going on, what surveys were utilized to come up with the range. You know, it definitely helps out a lot. And Christy is completely right. I think being able to lay that out better is something that they could do to definitely support their staff.
Cool. I mean, it sounds like we're set up for another good year, though. I mean, for 2017. Growth is still, I mean, everything, all the indicators seem to pointing it into continued upward momentum movement. So that's good. And that's good for people coming into the industry and hiring people, too. So I think that's it's good all the way around right now. All right. To wrap up here, where can folks find your survey and find out more details and get it and all that good stuff?
Yeah, they can go to balancedcomp.com /survey. And they can download a PDF right away.
And we also have an incentive survey coming out in January. So that's another big factor. We're gonna really lay incentive data out like no one's done it before. Have really valuable information in there that you can't find anywhere else. So we're also gonna have that.
Okay.
So it's gonna be another important thing to utilize in the kind of well-developed compensation strategy.
Excellent. Well, we'll have you back on for that too.
Good. We'll look forward to it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Balanced Comp CEO Christy Somerville and Anthony Beaker. Well done. Congratulations. And we'll point folks to the link you gave us, and they can check it out for themselves, get more details.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.